sometimes there's a bit of a problem just differentiating between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is bracketed on both sides by Slichos. It's nestled in the month of Elul, the process of Tshuva. And very often we just roll into Rosh Hashanah with the same mindset and the same kavanas that have occupied ourselves for the past month and that will occupy us for the 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. And there's no question that that's true. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The Rav writes about a minhag to read one perek of the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva every day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. There are 10 prakim. Interestingly enough, the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva, so some people have a nice minhag. And every day now, in order to finish by Yom Kippur, you have to start on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, the first 2 days, are part of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Some people have a minhag, Shulchan Aruch talks about it, a fasting 10 days before Yom Kippur, or including Yom Kippur. Now, if you don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, and there's a machlokas whether you can, or you don't, you can, or some say you should fast, or you can't fast, the minhag of most of Am Yisrael is not to fast on Rosh Hashanah, so you have to try to find makeup days. So Rosh Hashanah is clearly the beginning of the tshuva process. But if you don't take a break, so to speak, from tshuva, or formulate a different attitude towards tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, you may be missing the experience. Chazal say, "V'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi." Ori Zu Rosh Hashanah, Yishi Zu Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is not a time to sink into yourselves, withdraw into your own introspective. It's very much like Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. You withdraw under the talus. You lean your body over. And you really sink into your own world, a world of moral inventory, a world of self-inspection, a world of brokenheartedness, a world of tears, a world of remorse, a world of mortification and shame. It's a lot of internal struggle that Yom Kippur is meant to invite or to excite. Something very different is happening on Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, the glory, the splendor, the sweep, the magnitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is being felt like on no other day. It's being felt, A, because this is the day the world was created and is created afresh each year. Zeh hayom, techilas ma'asecha, zikaron liyom rishon. You may walk out Shabbos morning and see the same trees and the same grass and the same world, but everything is new. Everything is new every day. But there's a kernel of new potential that Kodesh Baruch Hu installs in the world every year. It's a new creation, more so than the average day. When Hashem creates the world, His authority over the world is expressed as Creator. Adon Olam, Hashem Olach, B'Terem Kol. It's Borei Olam, Ribon HaShem Olam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is expressed another way, because people are being judged. All creatures are being judged. And when we're judged, we are submitting, consciously or not, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority. This is what we live for. V'sakein Olam Malchus Shaddai. This is what we struggle with in history, what we're scorned for, what people hate Jews for. And the whole year we suffer a world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is blinded, is concealed, is distorted. And this day, to be able to celebrate that Malchus of Hashem, to feel it strong and deep, whole and large, to think about that Malchus expanding, the Asa Lava, the Olam Moshiach, the heart seal, the shpot, is harayzav. Harayzav Hashem hamulcha. To sense the universalism of this day, the malchus of an entire universe, planets and angels, creatures, every molecule of water is bristling with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority. And yet, we are chosen on this day, chosen for covenant, Bekedas Yitzchak, the bris avos, chosen the schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us our judgment will be favorable as a people. chosen for love and passion. This is the time when our love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is affirmed. The Psukim and Musaf, Zachai Filach, Chesed Nurayich, Avas Chulasayich. I remember how much I loved you, Hashem says, and that love will carry the judgment. It's a thrilling experience. So open your eyes, open your heart, and it can't just be the same old Cheshbon HaNefesh Vidoy, as genuine, as authentic as that should be and hopefully is, the Vidoy and the Cheshbon HaNefesh. The real drama unfolding on Rosh Hashanah is the drama of Hashem's glory, Hashem's Malchus, stretching itself over an entire world, with only one nation acknowledging it and coronating it with their shofar. It should fill you with pride. It should fill you with excitement. One of the psukim we recite before we blow the shofar, Ki tiferes uzamo ata. You are our beauty and our strength, over tzalcha terim karneinu, and with your will, our stock rises, our role, our mission is elevated, terim karneinu, our karen, of course a metaphor, our role in this world. And let me just give you an example of the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur night, the minhag is, you go over to people in shul, between Kol Nidre and Maariv, or at any point in the lead up to Yom Kippur, and you ask them for mechila, if you offended them. You telescope, you focus on a particular action, hopefully you feel some degree of remorse. Again, many different levels of tshuva. Obviously, the ideal is to feel absolutely ashamed and embarrassed and to really feel that that's uncharacteristic and never will be repeated. Sometimes you don't feel that. You're sorry. And from the standpoint of the forgiver, sometimes you're not going to forgive the person with a full heart. It doesn't make you a hypocrite. It doesn't render your kapara, your mechila, any less. It just means you get past it. I can't look at you the same way. That's something only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us. We can accept our tshuva and return us to that original state of purity of Chadesh Yameinu, if you care them. But at least I won't hold it as a grudge. It won't be furious. It won't be angry. It won't be seething at you. Yom Kippur, we look to our friends and we ask for mechila. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't ask for mechila. We give a bracha. We're so filled with love, excitement, joy, and pride at the prospect of what's about to occur, and embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Melech. When the heart feels such joy, it can't contain it. It has to share it. When you eat in a good restaurant, the first thing you do is you want to share it with a friend, to pull them up when you see a good game. The first thing you want to do is tell someone about the game you saw. We don't forgive each other or ask for forgiveness by expressing remorse over our actions or by pledging not to be so petty and holding grudges. The love and the pride, the joy we feel at accepting Hashem's malchus, and the love that should encourage us to feel towards other people that are part of this process of accepting Hashem's malchus, that covers the sin. It doesn't eliminate it, but it gets past it. It's not even important to think about, because the sin has been addressed and repaired. But we just want bigger and better things. There's so many larger things to think about. In Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, we can't be petty and holding grudges. We can't be petty and hurting people, because what is life? Life is so meaningless. It's so transient. We pass through like a dream in this world. And Rosh Hashanah reminds us of our mortality. Rosh Hashanah reminds us of our flaws as people. So we can't be petty, because this world is not a world that should allow us that pettiness, because we're just here for so little, and our time is so limited on this earth, and the conditions of our life are so full of defeat. How can we take the time to hurt each other or to hold grudges? On Rosh Hashanah, the exact opposite happens. We're attuned to such great potential of the human being to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, to be part of that Malchus, to be loved by Hashem and to love Hashem. We don't want to be dragged down by failure, by pettiness, by anger, by antagonism and confrontation. I don't ask for mechila. We give each other brachos. L'shana tova, tikaseiru, v'seichaseimu, v'alta, l'chayim tovim, l'shalom. People think it's just like a nice way to walk out of shul. No, it's part of Rosh Hashanah. The minhag is to give people brachos. That shows the true joy you feel. That's the true measure of the sense of being in front of Hashem. It's very, very important as Rosh Hashanah slowly, slowly comes. You have to stop the tshuva a little bit. Now, you shouldn't think about tshuva. There are times to think about tshuva. When you say Nisani Tokia, when you say Levochim Levavos Biyom Hadin Legol Amukos Badin, which is very, very heavy about the judgment that's taking place. But the judgment is a curtain. Behind the curtain is Hashem's Malchus. And you also want to see the curtain. You also want to taste the Malchus. And then once you taste HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and you let the light, the Ori, say Rosh Hashanah, that's why Rosh Hashanah is called Ori, the light of Rosh Hashanah enters. At that point, it enters your soul. And then real tshuva can commence, because you've seen the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and honesty sets in. And all the self-denial and self-defense and self-justification that ruined our tshuva before Rosh Hashanah made our tshuva just so sterile and clinical and robotic and rehearsed. Now it's real and desperate and passionate and relentless because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has raised us and raised us out of the prison of our own self-deception. And now we see things real. We see by the light of Hashem, Hashem b'yor panecho yalechon. So Rosh Hashanah prepares us for Yom Kippur. It's really important to take that break on Rosh Hashanah. Think about tshuva. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus and how that can catalyze a real tshuva. One of the minhagim is to go on Rosh Hashanah to the river, perform tashlich. Many Rishonim are bothered by the practice of tashlich. It seems very Christian. Go to the river and throw away your sins. But he doesn't go to the river and throw away his sins. He davens. He performs tshuva. He gives tzedakah. Those are the methods. There are svarim written on tshuva. Step by step. Shari tshuva. Vein sefer v'vein yor. Some say the real reason we go to the river is not to throw away our sins. Because we're anointing a king. And in Tanakh, the king was always anointed at the river as a sign of vitality, of force, of vigor, of continuity, of life itself. If we're anointing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we remind ourselves that we're embracing His authority and walking to the river on Rosh Hashanah. So there's so many beautiful experiences on Rosh Hashanah that want to rivet us on the experiences of Malchus and Zichronos and Shekhinah as an energizing force to our continued tshuva. But it can't just be a Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is not Yom Kippur. They're different.